This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
You know what's interesting to me is that we're talking about a lot of stuff that goes on face to face, but we have to remember that there's an awful lot of technology interfaces now that take the place of face to face. For example, emails,
right?
Skype, Twitter, instant messaging, text messaging. Mm. I probably haven't named all of them, but those are some of the major ones. And what goes on in there? Only a part. You know, we're communicating devoid of many of the cues that we have, that we have used successfully to communicate well. And it's a problem in North America, but it's also a global problem when you add the cross-cultural type of thing. Just a simple email. Is an email simple? No, it is very complicated because we can't see if you're joking or you're smiling. Mm-hmm. Okay, putting an emoticon, the little happy face after something, what does that mean? Does that mean you're being sarcastic or cynical or funny? There's not enough cues there.
Yeah, I've experienced that sort of thing and then discovered afterwards that I was just misinterpreting something. And let's come back to last week's program about this takes place in the dominant culture.
Sure.
In English. And we have a multicultural team. They're trying to bridge that gap that's difficult in the first place. And then you've got the lack of being able to read the face, which is very important in cultural exchanges.
I think what we did in Europe is talking about email, communicating on email, that you agree on how you're going to write and answer an email, that, leave away, is it nice weather today? You know, all these nice little greetings that you feel you want to make sure that the other party feels good. If you come to an agreement that we say we have this understanding that we can communicate without all the intros and the outros because we are just addressing the subject, then everybody is on the same page. Where how do you communicate? I don't know if that is a help, but I think, I find it very difficult sometimes when I'm communicating with a person that I don't know so well over email. Is, how must my introduction be that the person understands where I want to go?
Yeah.
I don't know, Brent, if you have any advice there.
Well, I was just thinking as you were talking, how do I usually do this? And I can think of a couple of instances. One is I tend to be, and I've been told this, that I tend to be very transparent. And for me, that is a personal value that I really try and keep in the back of my head all the time. So whether I know, a complete stranger, I'm not going to say everything that's going on, but I often will provide a little update of what's happening in my life. Now, I used to do that intentionally when I was doing therapy all the time, have my family's picture and talk about what my kids and my wife were doing, because that was a good boundary in terms of helping other people see who I was, that I was this person, I wasn't an object and all that. But now I'm involved with a group that at any email, there's at least five continents represented in that email. And out of those five continents, at least 10 different nationalities. And I felt like I had to do some correcting of perspectives or call people back to a certain thing. And in that, I did that. Now, but I prefaced it by saying, I have some concerns about this. As it relates to, as I look at this from a couple of perspectives, I hope that I can speak clearly on this so that we will understand. And then I will talk about it. And then I will go back. And in some ways, I feel like I'm undermining my position because I'll say, well, that's my perspective. That's how I'm seeing based on this. And this is what we are all about. Now, what I found when I spend that little extra effort is that then people feel the freedom to respond back. It's not, It's not the prophet speaking. You know, it's somebody speaking that they can respond to, and it opens up that. Now, so I would tend to listening to what you're saying, can we clip it? There are some things like Twitter, 140 characters or something. You're not going to get into my whole thing. But on the other hand, I think to the degree that we can open relationships up with people, I think then you get a little bit more wiggle room for forgiveness or questioning or grace or whatever clarification than you would if it feels just very businesslike.
Well, each of you knows that when you get an email from me, it's apt to have a little picture, some ridiculous picture, or just a friendly smile. A lot of people use these little smiley faces these days, but I think a funny little moving icon of some kind can lighten the tone of what you do. It's like a little picture that says, I'm not really serious, don't take me too seriously here, or maybe a drop another thing and I have a little set of gorillas. One is holding a paper and another one's got his arms spread to say, well, I don't know. And there are mechanisms like that that can...
Except the unintended consequence of that is that I have icon envy now when I get stuff from you. I don't know how to do that. I don't know where you get it. I don't know how to make them work once I actually paste them in there. And so, no, I'm just pulling your leg.
Well, of course, though, we have to think, you know, most likely two-thirds of the world are still on dial-up and they cannot, you know, they're not, they don't have the fast... lines yet. So, you know, all this extra stuff would just take them ages to upload. So, you know, we have to keep that in consideration as well.
Yeah. No, that, well, actually, if you can, that's a good metaphor, Sini. If you think of when the limited understanding of the language, it's like being on dial up versus
a
cable modem or something.
Right.
And if I can badger my wife on this quite often, she'll say, so-and-so hasn't written me back. And I said, well, they're probably still waiting for the thing to download, you know, because they're just living in that faraway place.
But the underlying theme of this discussion we're having is how do we communicate in the dominant culture? And I think we don't realize, and we need to be more sensitive to the fact that while we're doing it our way and we're completely comfortable, it is a real step for somebody to get into it with us. And there's so many things that are problematic. I know I work at it, but when you listen to me, it doesn't appear that I'm trying at all. And that is, I try to keep colloquialisms or American slang out of my conversation, but I'm so comfortable with the American English language that they just creep in, you know, and I'm, oh, there I go and do it again, you know, and so I have to be very careful. So I think sometimes another way to look at what you're talking about is if we can debrief more. If we look at it, what is a debrief? Well, that's going, and how did you feel about this? How is it? Are you getting your points across? Do you feel comfortable? Did you feel like you had a place to talk in the conversation? And sometimes that will help people give more input that you can then correct and create together.
I can think of a situation where it was sort of an ongoing situation. We were actually having a video conference, and one of the youngest members of our team, I could tell by what some of the things that were being said, she was not comfortable at all with it. And I would never have seen that if we were on Skype, but just her body language and the visual cues on her face. And I asked her, I said, you don't look like you're really happy with this. What are you thinking? And since I was managing that particular conversation, she went ahead and she made some very good points that we would not have considered, but that she probably would have never mentioned if somebody had not noticed the body language.
Yeah, I think we need to keep in mind this as technology increases. I mean, we're already talking about meeting together on Skype. Eventually, we'll be able to look at one another, which is, you know, a challenge for some of us. So, the world moves ahead, and we just have to move ahead with it.
Yeah.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.